If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank is here. I'm here. We're ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. For the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about your blood system a little bit. And, you know, life's in the blood, and how can we make all that a lot better? Well, we're going to talk about that. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face. And I'm mining the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Joshua 1 where it says, "Have not I commanded thee to be strong and to have good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goes." Awesome. He is with you wherever you go. So, take that promise of protection. He's your buckler and shield, and he'll protect you. You just got to stay close to the Lord, seek his face, mind the time. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so first up in the Quack Report, this is interesting. The Japanese Red Cross is refusing blood donations from people who have been injected with the coronavirus vaccine. The Red Cross refuses to accept those blood donations if they got the shot. The U.S. American Red Cross, on the other hand, is receiving blood donations from people who did get the shot. So there's a difference. According to the American Red Cross on their website, vaccinated individuals will either be allowed to donate blood immediately or after just a short deferral time. People inoculated with the inactivated RNA-based COVID-19 vaccine will be able to donate their blood immediately. And these vaccines include those by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, COVID-19 vaccine may cause false breast cancer diagnosis, according to experts. This is, where is this out of New York City? This is at Dubin Breast Cancer, Mount Sinai Hospital, New York City. One of the side effects from getting the shot of the COVID-19 is swollen lymph nodes, which tends to be an indicator of breast cancer. So the swollen lymph nodes have become kind of a cause of concern among radiologists. They say lymph nodes are small, bean-shaped structures and are central to the body's immune response, and they typically swell in response to foreign substances that are entering the body, like a vaccine or any pathogenic virus. But enlarged lymph nodes can also be a sign of breast cancer. So women with breast cancer screenings need to make sure they have doctors that are quite discerning at this time. And that wraps the Quack Report. Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about our blood system. And, you know, I thought it was a good time. The timing was kind of perfect because we've got this new report out of Salk Institute that the coronavirus is a vascular disease virus. And so we have to look after our vascular system as best we can. So most people today, you know, understand that, you know, the blood is essential for health and that it brings oxygen and nutrition to the parts of the body. And also the blood carries away the debris and the carbon dioxide from, to eventually be removed from the body through bowel and urinary. So our blood also carries our immune system antibodies to fight infections, and it also distributes hormones around the body. So the circulatory system, the vascular system, is a pretty big deal. It's a major contributor to health. So likewise, when the vascular system is ailing or is under attack, it can be a swift and even final blow to the human body. So we have to look after it. Well, let's look at the origins of blood. Now, the original documentation that life is in the blood comes from the Bible in the book of Leviticus, chapter 17. So when the Bible states blood was shed, it referred to life was ended. So removing blood was terminating life, essentially. And blood in the scriptures often was used by God as a means of atonement, animal sacrifices, and then the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, science documents their discovery that life is in the blood back in 1628 by the English physician William Harvey. He was at the Northern Italy University of Pada, and his work got published in the Journal of Circulation of Heart and Blood in 1928. So Dr. Harvey and his university students in England also made contributions to the circulatory system and influenced how surgery was conducted. Now, prior to Dr. Harvey's discovery, medical science thought there was more than one circulatory system in the human body. They thought one was carrying this purple blood with nutrition in the veins, and the other system was carrying away waste product. Now, Dr. Harvey's work also involved venous valves, in which he proved that the blood flowed to the heart in one direction and that the valves maintained this one-way flow. So, interesting stuff that science, you know, well, and they even thought at one time that the earth was flat. So, well, let's look at the healing power of the blood system. It's real important. We know that the blood brings physical healing to the body and it sustains functions. So the blood has platelets that are really rich with plasma. These are living cells and these help repair tissues. Now, the platelets contain white blood cells, stem cells, and chondrocytes, which have a mix of collagen and proteoglycans, which are protein chains. Other elements in our life-maintaining fluid called our blood are, we have electrolytes, vitamins, hormones, heat, you know, keeps us warm, oxygen, immune system cells or antibodies, and other forms of nourishment. So also when you look at the blood, they have found, you know, the carbon dioxide there and all the waste materials that are leaving the system. So our blood is really full of cell tissue. And therefore, if you get a blood transfusion, it's kind of like having an organ transplant. Now, blood contains red blood cells and six types of white blood cells. The platelets, they control the blood clotting. So we've got lots of cells here that the body's having to manufacture all the time. So how do we make healthy blood? Well, in order to make healthy blood, your bone marrow has to be healthy. Areas of the body that help regulate blood cells are the lymph nodes and spleen and liver. Now, just imagine these people that get the COVID-19 virus, they have swollen lymph nodes. So this is affecting blood flow. So they other things that help make healthy blood, these areas of the body that help regulate blood cells help also regulate production and the removal of blood cells when they are spent. So, you know, replaced the dying ones with healthy ones. Now, the medical term for bone marrow producing blood cells is hematopoiesis. So we have quite a production system going on in our bones. So let's build some healthy blood. Blood has to come from somewhere, and it's from the bone marrow. And you have a big part to play in what's going to be in your bloodstream. So what you feed your body matters. So if you're getting natural iron and you're getting chlorophyll-rich nutrients, you're going to help your body make healthier blood. So beetroot will help your body absorb and convert iron for rich, healthy blood. So beetroot is one of those wonderful things you can add. Normally, if you take an iron supplement, let's say, you will only absorb roughly 10% of the iron because it is digested in the small intestine with a lot of an alkaline environment there. So when you eat beets with the beet greens with lots of chlorophyll, the stomach won't have the alkaline environment to deal with. So iron is more soluble in the acid environment of the stomach, and the iron locks onto vitamin C, amino acids, some natural fructose, and often in beets for the superior absorption of that iron is happening. So if you have let's say anemia or low blood volume to the point of needing, let's say, a blood transfusion, beets with beet greens will build up the blood system within 24 hours. I've seen it done over and over again. So you get some beets, organic is best, and you juice them. Okay, just drink the juice, not the fiber, just the juice. So you also want to make sure that if you're on aspirin therapy or you're consuming sodas, lots of alcohol, if you use antacids, if you drink coffee and tea, all these substances lower your iron absorption due to the tannic acid or content in there. So beware of the tannins. Beware of the tannins. They're going to block the iron absorption. So let's look at some more functions here of the blood. So the red blood cells' main job is to carry and deliver oxygen from the lungs to the tissues of the body, and then remove carbon dioxide waste product from the body. So the job, though, of the white blood cells is to help fight infections. And we have several types of white blood cells to carry out this task. So depending on the infection, the body will select the antibody to kill the infection. So different cells for different infections, let's say it's bacterial, viral, fungal, or parasite, there's different antibodies that will fight that. Now, our white blood cells also help wounds to heal and protect the blood from foreign materials, like even allergens, and also protect us from cell mutations and cancer. So the blood is very important. Uh-huh. So what do you do if you get sick blood? Well, foods that can pollute the blood really are going to be the wrong diet, you know, full of processed foods, you know, and junk, and also any bacteria from spoiled foods or food poisoning, that's going to pollute the blood. So also high amounts of sugar or insulin, really not good for the blood system either. So if the blood has high levels of sugar for long periods of time, it will damage the blood vessels of the vascular system. And this can lead to cardiovascular and kidney disease or cardiovascular failure and kidney disease. So now you see why it's really important. You see the connection why people that had diabetes and got the COVID-19, and the COVID-19 now is a vascular disease. It attacked them, and they wound up with cardiovascular failure or kidney failure. See how that worked? Also, you want to be using a really simple, basic, old function called fasting to help your blood be better. There is this health principle behind fasting. So when you fast for 12 hours while you're awake, you allow your major organs to purge more of their toxins while giving these organs a vacation from their normal duties. So when you fast, your organs can rebuild their cells and regenerate. And afterwards, they're better able to filter toxins out of the blood. So fasting could be compared to when you change the oil and oil filter on your car. You do it to extend the life of your engine. Why not extend that same principle to your health? Yeah, to your fasting. So when you fast, your pancreas and liver and all these organs that are dealing with digesting solid food, they have a vacation, and all the energy that they would spend to do that, they can do other things, you know, regenerate cells and get rid of toxins. Well, let's talk about digestion, because that's really also important to have healthy blood, because without the proper amount of hydrochloric acid in your digestive system, you're going to absorb less of your nutrition, including your iron. And the body requires iron. So anemia and other health problems will eventually develop if that's the case. And if you have digestive problems, you're going to need to correct that and address the cause and not just the symptom. So without the proper digestive acids in your body, you're going to find it extremely difficult to get any minerals out of your food or even your pill supplements. Okay, so avoid your dairy products, the cow's milk, because it creates a lot of alkaline in an alkaline environment in there, and that blocks the uptake of iron, alkaline cow's milk. So egg yolk also blocks the uptake of iron. So how do you get more hydrochloric acid? Well, you can use some organic Celtic sun-dried salt. It's a heart-friendly salt, doesn't create hypertension. And it has a lot of minerals for electrolytes. And also, you can use an ounce of organic apple cider vinegar. Bragg is a good brand, B-R-A-G-G. And you can have that with meals, and it will help with the hydrochloric acid, and you'll extract more nutrients and iron out of your foods. And this is going to go a long way. You'll extract more protein out of vegetables doing that and help your blood be healthier. Iron is going to help your whole body heal, so we got to get that iron absorbed. So why is iron that important in the blood? Well, it helps the blood transport oxygen throughout the body. So lentils, beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables, as well as meats have natural iron in them. So always go with, you know, certified organic foods if you can, and herbs if you can. And if you want a natural supplement for iron, look for one that would have things like alfalfa, wheatgrass, barley grass, chlorella, spirulina, milk thistle. These all have high iron counts. Also, the compounds in your milk thistle, for instance, help regenerate that liver. And iron-rich blood and more oxygen help the liver to make new liver cells and replace the damaged ones even faster. So that goes together right there. Now, if you want to filter more toxins out of the system, it may be required for you to do some cleanses. So the laws of life that help us improve the quality of life in our blood, pretty basic, and they're old laws. They're passed down from generation to generation. So what you can do is you can cleanse the blood of impurities and even cancer cells and parasites and also bacteria, fungus, viruses. You have the power to do that. And what I do is I basically use herbs that help sweep the blood system of these impurities, and which would be really quite important for diabetics because their blood system is kind of laden down with sugar, and I call it dirty blood, so they really need blood cleansing. So dirty blood doesn't allow sores to heal. It can't hold on to the iron, and it can't heal the sores, so they have all these ulcers all the time. Now, to sweep the blood system, you're going to need some organ cleanses, and you want to do cleanses in the right order so that you're successful and it doesn't put a burden on your organs when you do that. So always start with the bowel, then go to urinary, kidney, bladder, liver and gallbladder, and then blood system is always last. The only time we do a blood cleanse or a blood sweep is in an emergency, like a poisoning kind of thing. So the life is in the blood, and what you put in your body matters. So if you want healthy bone marrow, that's going to make healthy blood. What I do is I use plant-based calcium because it has the chemistry of boron and magnesium with it, which is required if your body's going to absorb calcium. So plant-based calcium, very different than cow's milk. The body prefers the plant-based version. So just remember, plant-based calcium. And then for a rich plant protein source with iron, I use the chlorella, beetroot, spirulina, all those wonderful greens. It's in a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. You just throw it in juice, make a smoothie with it. To help with digestion, so you extract more nutrition out of these foods, I use the sun-dried Celtic sea salt, as well as a product called All-in-One, which is fresh herbs aged in the Bragg apple cider vinegar. So it's immune support and a digestive aid, kind of all-in-one. It's neat. So you're going to find all these, including your cleanses and your blood cleanses, these are all at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's their website, thepowerherbs.com. You can give them a call and get their free catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And you can download the catalog off their website if you want at thepowerherbs.com. And you can request a catalog there. And they're free. Get your free catalog and be empowered. Now, if you're on the website, they offer also some free online newsletters that you can, if you got email, you have to get them delivered by email. They're not delivered by snail mail. But they're free, and they're also full of natural therapies that will help you out, and you'll be amazed what you can do. Take the power back is what I tell people. Why are you throwing it over to scientific medicine when they don't always have your best interest at heart? You know, take the power back. You have that power to deal with a lot of things with medicinal herbs and foods. And the success is built into them because God promised they're here for the healing of the nations. They're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So it's a built-in promise. It's really a no-brainer in my book.
And I've been using herbs for years, 30 years, and I'm never disappointed. I'm always impressed, actually. I'm just like, it's the world's best kept secret. And that's why I became an herbalist, because a real life event showed me that. Family event, you know, a child close to my heart was ill and herbs pulled him through. And I'm like, then I got to learn how to do that. So I did. And now here I am talking to you about it. So if I could do it, you can do it. It's not rocket science. It's just learning. It's, you know, you learned how to brush your teeth and tie your shoes. You're just going to learn how to use herbs for certain things, and you'll get so good at it. You'll be what I call a connoisseur of herbs, because my three kids today, they automatically know if they got a virus or a bacteria. They just know, and they know what herb formula they need to take. So, yes, they've grown up with it, but, you know, you just get to know after a while, you know. And you can do it. You can do it. Just don't be afraid. You can do it. And with God backing you, you can't fail. Mm-mm-mm. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. All righty. So we got a couple minutes before we have to go to a... What's that, Frank? What did you say, Frank? I'm looking to see what Frank says. All you need to know is garlic, Frank? Well, I should have half expected from the garlic man over there. Garlic's a big garlic user. He's a big garlic consumer. Do you grow your own garlic, Frank? Because not hard to grow garlic. But it's very broad spectrum. It's a natural antibiotic, and when Frank is under the weather, he just bombards himself with garlic. He's not growing garlic at the moment, he says, but he plans to. Okay, yeah. I know, it's one of those lovely, lovely medicinal plants that has been dubbed a natural antibiotic. And healing power of the poor, down through the ages, the poor would use garlic all the time. The rich people would go to the surgeon or the physician, but the poor people just went out and got some garlic. It just works. Yeah, Frank says it just works. Yeah, it does. Like I said, it's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. So very broad spectrum. And at Apothecary Herbs, we put it in a lot of formulas. A lot of times you'll see it listed as an ingredient in a lot of the immune support stuff. So what, Frank? Frank's saying, because the poor people use garlic, maybe that's why we have more poor people than rich people. That could be. It could be. It's amazing what a little garlic can do. It's not just for, you know, keeping Dracula away. It's really great against viruses. It's so potent. Even science is trying to figure out what makes it do that. Well, before you hang a garland of garlic around your neck, Frank, we got to go to a little break. But when we come back, more on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
To the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Well, it's getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Taking me back there. Wasn't that back in the 80s or the 70s? That must have been what? Was it the 70s or 80s that 9 to 5 came out? That was a long time ago. But it's bouncy music. Frank Lowe's, I like bouncy music. All right, we are going to be talking about helping your immune system adapt. Now, we've talked about the immune system having adaptogen cells. So if you come in contact with a virus this year, and you come in contact next year with something similar, the body can take that antibody, The immune system takes it and adapts it. It kind of tweaks it and then launches it, and you may never even have symptoms. So the immune system is very sophisticated, and we have like 6 different white blood cells that the body can tap into for that. So we're going to talk about helping your immune system adapt. If we understand the human immune system and it can, well, we have somewhat of an education on how we can help it function even better, even though modern medicine may not want to admit that your immune system is perfectly created from God and doesn't need to be remade by modern medicine. So we're going to look at some basic understandings of how the immune system works and how we can leverage this knowledge. Instead of, you know, hindering our immune system, we can actually assist it. Okay, because a lot of what we do can, like, you know, block its function, and we don't want to do that. Now, I've talked about ginseng before. So a lot of times ginseng, well, it's big popular herb in the ancient world. They called it a type of panacea. But a lot of studies have been done on ginseng since then. And it's often found in ancient therapeutic medicines from Asia to Europe. It's used in a multiple of health therapies. It's been included in therapies that help people come off a sick convalescence, a long convalescence, because they know ginseng gives the body stamina. Now, a recent study in the Chinese Medicine Journal said ginseng extract contains phytochemical compounds that help the immune system as well as other functions of the body. So this is what they listed in their report that ginseng can do for us. It aids your immune system adaptogen cells in regulating immune system responses. It gives the cells of the body energy and endurance. It offers organ support to the spleen, your glands, and your immune system organs. It reduces inflammation. It reduces fatigue. It helps immune system to help things like fighting cancer. It improves circulation of the blood system. It improves health of the immune system cells, also known as lymphocytes, monocytes, and macrophages. So here again, the white blood cells part of your immune system. It improves also the release of immune system proteins called cytokines, and that is used by the immune system in signaling often to the immune system and other organs like the pancreas, spleen, and the endocrine system, and it helps regulate the immune system's responses so all your organs communicate chemically so that they can defeat this infection. Now, the Chinese study did suggest that ginseng extracts can be used to help people with autoimmune disorders. So ginseng does many things and also provides a stimulant to the system, and therefore people with weak cardio systems may want to use caution. So if you, let's say you get heart flutters, your heart races, if you have coffee like caffeine, then ginseng may do the same because it is a bit of a stimulant. So mind that, be aware of that. Now, there are different types of ginseng. We're talking about the roots of the plant, different varieties of ginseng. We have the American, the Siberian, the Asian. Now, the Asian physicians, hey, they seem to prefer the American ginseng than their own ginseng. Here is what I said back in 2009. In the ancient Asian text, it mentions that people used ginseng because they believed it to have adaptogens, which were properties believed to strengthen the body and boost resistance to disease and stress. So in the ancient world, they may not have known how that worked, but they just knew what the results were. Now, research lists our American ginseng as containing what are called saponins and jigenosides. So these different compounds are also in other ginsengs, but in different amounts. The Asian ginseng, for instance, contains polysaccharides and steroid-like compounds, saponin and glycosides, so just different amounts. So the ancients were right about ginseng. It does have adaptogen properties to improve physical and mental performance. Animal testing proved the American, Asian, and the Siberian ginsengs help to elevate immune system function, improve the memory, and boost the metabolism that was producing more energy. So overall, not a bad thing. And several of the animal trials noted that ginseng root needed to be taken for several months to produce many of these enhancements. However, the therapeutic effects are often felt immediately by humans. So it works a little differently in animals. And the human trials provided that report that ginseng reduces blood sugar levels, so can't hurt there. Now, the Russians use ginseng all the time. Big fans. Russians are big fans of herbs. So Russian scientists have identified all these adaptogens in ginseng and helps reinforce our body's ability to resist stress and disease. So Russian scientists coined the term gigenosides, recommending that the herb be used for their Olympic athletes for strength and stamina. Now, herbalists in the West prefer to use the Siberian and American varieties of ginseng over the ginsengs like Asian ginseng because of its ability to stimulate the immune system better. Now, it also has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties and also controlling those blood sugars. So American ginseng seems to have a little bit more going for it. Now, Siberian ginseng is used extensively in all facets of the Russian society. That's right. Professional athletes use it. Factory workers, physicians use it there. Now, test tube studies that were done by the Soviet Union show that the Siberian ginseng inhibits the spread of leukemia cells. Other studies show that it's an effective agent to boost the immune system and fight things like cancer. Other research that needs a little bit more testing is areas that it helps heart disease, diabetes, and even radiation exposure. Now, German physicians use ginseng for things like fatigue, for long convalescence where their patients are on long rehabilitation, and also for ADD and ADHD. So ginseng has its place. Now, Siberian ginseng has been tested with exercise. Much of the Western research on Siberian ginseng is showing that it has similar hormone-like compounds found in the Asian ginseng. Traditionally, the ancients used the Siberian ginseng for boosting immune system, for boosting energy, and also improving appetite. Now, it does have adaptogens, and it helps with the body to resist stress and to enhance oxygen delivery to cells. And it has a very positive benefit on our glandular system, helping to normalize the adrenal and thyroid function, as well as blood sugar and blood pressure. And this is one of the reasons I like to use Siberian ginseng for thyroid issues with black walnut and mullein. Now, one study that was noted that the Siberian ginseng, when it was used in conjunction with aerobic exercise, seemed to help the body to release killer T cells and to kill unwanted microbes and infections for about 24 hours compared to just exercise alone, where those cells were only in function and play for 2 hours. So this would explain why the Russian athletes use ginseng and why the Russians claim Siberian ginseng promoted longevity and anti-aging. So, hey, go for it. let's look at the ginseng being so valuable. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's over harvested. It's a root that takes a long time to grow. So Asian ginseng was more valuable than gold in ancient China in 2000 BC. It was so popular that it was over harvested and became scarce. And the Asian ginseng root kind of slow to mature, and to harvest it, you can only harvest it every 6 years in the fall. So American ginseng also been over harvested and is slow growing as well, and we are to harvest it every 2 years. Now American ginseng is more in demand, and therefore it will be more expensive than Siberian ginseng. Now, in the 1700s, American ginseng was coming and going from Canada. It was transported by French explorers, and they brought a lot of it from China, and it was highly sought after. Now, French Canadians and the French church at the time sold American ginseng to China for about $5 a pound, which was a king's ransom back then. And today, certified organic American ginseng sells it bounces up and down between $150 to $180 a pound, roughly. So, but I've seen it over $200 a pound in my years as an herbalist, so supply and demand. Now, Siberian ginseng sells for a little bit less. It can sell in the $40 a pound range, so really good ginseng root. Now, in 2017, Americans spent about $8 billion on herbal supplements that contain ginseng. About 500 million of that 8 billion was the ginseng product. So it's very popular. And they include it in energy drinks and all kinds of things. But I choose to use it just as a medicinal. Now we have been made aware that we have vaccines with adjuvants in them, and that we're told that they're supposed to, hyperdrive the immune system to make an antibody. So we have these adjuvant-laced vaccines that are used by medicine, and we're told that the vaccines will be beneficial and better stimulate the immune system to create an antibody against the pathogen. Now, in 2019, the World Health Organization Global Vaccine Safety Summit confirmed that science has no research as to the safety of these adjuvants included in so many vaccines. So, and there could be a cumulative effect since they have them in everything now. So the report on ScienceDirect.com showed that research indicates that ginseng is a natural immune system stimulant and you don't need an adjuvant. Here is a quote from the ScientificDirect.com website, October 2016. Trends in Food Science and Technology Journal. They say currently only aluminum compounds are approved as adjuvants for clinical use. However, these have side effects and natural adjuvants need to be explored. Ginseng was confirmed as a natural type of adjuvant in animal trials. When compared to the commercial vaccines, the ginseng produced twice the cellular and hormonal immune response, and it worked well against influenza-type strains. Yeah, I use it when I get the flu, and I'm over the flu in 1 to 2 days. You know, none of this, you know, 5 to 7 days nonsense. So work with your immune system, not against it. You know, what's the first thing your doctor tells you, Frank, when you got the flu? Take aspirin, Tylenol. You know, because people don't like the fever, they don't like the achiness, and it does help with that. But when you reduce fever, you just shut off your antibody activity because antibodies react at a temperature-specific level, and when your fever kicks in at 101 or higher, that's when it releases antibodies. So when you lower the fever, you cut off the antibodies. So you're sicker longer. That's basically what medicine says to go home and do. Well, let's look at the stress and ginseng issue. Ginseng has also been studied as a solution, as a stress buster. And, so either it's internal stress or external stress, whatever the stress factor is, ginseng has been found to eliminate the weakness you feel under stress, the sleep disorders that you have, the feelings of despair and fatigue and tiredness. So ginseng, ginseng, ginseng. So there was also a chart on autoimmune disorders, and there was a broad spectrum of benefits that the ginseng offered for autoimmune disorders. Whether it was leukemia, Graves' disease, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylosis, polymalacia, rheumatitis, fibromyalgia, muscular dystrophy, eczema, psoriasis, scleroderma, vertigo, asthma, peripheral neuropathy, diabetic neuropathy, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome. They're all saying ginseng. So, and that was a chart from the ScienceDirect.com website and from the Trends in Food Science Technology Journal. So ginseng's pretty awesome, you know. Some of the recent research is telling us that a lot of the saponins that ginseng has, these are chemicals that will assist the human body to isolate, purify, and eradicate substances that can harm us. So research done by a pharmacologist, Israel Beckham, he's at the Academy of Science at the Soviet Union, he revealed that adaptogens in ginseng help the body shift gears to cope with physical or emotional stress, as well as increase your ability to resist disease. So Dr. Beckman says that these changes can be subtle and could explain why a lot of studies missed reporting on these benefits. So some of the ginseng benefits in his research were revealed, and he said it helps combat fatigue without caffeine. It helps enhance stamina. It helps enhance memory. It prevents the depletion of the adrenal glands that are affected by stress. And adrenal glands are huge. And if your adrenal glands aren't working, you're not working. So it seems Dr. Breckman's research did confirm what a lot of the ancient writings were saying thousands of years ago about ginseng. Isn't that awesome? So they also tested ginseng in treating chronic bronchitis, and they found it helped speed recovery time, and also it offered a resistance to the illness. So you had more of a resistance afterward. So Danish researchers proved in a double-blind study that ginseng improves memory, abstract thinking, and your reaction time. So Chinese researchers and the University of Southern California proved ginseng does enhance our immune system to make more interferon, or virus-fighting compounds, and also the macrophages, which are your killer T cells, to wipe out the infection. Various German studies also confirmed this as well. So Siberian ginseng has been found to support your liver, pancreas, and glands when fighting disease, and it can be used in conjunction with other herbs to help lower blood sugar and blood pressure. American ginseng has been found to support heart, liver, and immune system when you're fighting disease. So both great herbs, both great ginsengs. We use them both at Apothecary Herbs. We sell them separately, and we have some of them in formulas combined with other herbs. So ginseng is just one of those things I personally can't be without, because I know it, I like to add it to other herb formulas, and it just gives a synergistic effect, and it just bam. For that reason, it became one of the formulas in our Three Amigo pack. So it's paired with astragalus root, and it's paired with our immune support formula. And you get such a synergistic effect that within a couple of hours you're feeling back to normal. So it's pretty powerful, and this is what I'm telling you, you can take back this power. You know, you don't need a prescription for this, at least our country doesn't. Now European Union, yes, they need prescriptions for this. So I caution Americans, don't ever let this country go that way where you don't have access to these beautiful medicinal properties that help you fight disease, and without toxicity from prescription medications. So if you're looking for the ginsengs, they are on the powerherbs.com website. You can look under the energy tab. You can look under the immune support tab. Or you can just give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you don't do internet at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because you're taking the power back and you're standing on God's promise. His herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. I'm standing on it. All right, we got a few minutes, so I just wanted to mention people are starting to be more discerning with regard to products out there, with regard to supplement stuff, you know, to help them out in certain situations. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between homeopathic and herbal products. They kind of lump them together. One person today was talking to me and was lumping the pharmaceutical and the natural products as the same thing as well, kind of including them in there. But that's not, the nutraceuticals aren't herbal formulas. They have some natural plants in them, but they're pharmaceutical with natural plants in them, and so it's not the same. Just total different animal. So it's real important to be discerning about this. So your homeopathics are distilled versions of plants. Distillation creates heat, and heat lowers the medicinal properties. It changes things chemically. So in your homeopathic versions, they're not going to be as potent and as strong, scientifically speaking, from a chemical standpoint, a chemistry standpoint, than the herbal formulas that are made properly without heat. Now, there are herbal formulas that are made with heat, and therefore they're going to be less potent. They're going to be weaker versions of the formula. So this is where you have to like kind of figure out which company is making the product with heat, and avoid that. Avoid that product entirely, because herbs are heat and light sensitive. That's why they're in the dark amber glass bottles, because they're that. So to take an organic herb, in my opinion, and expose it to a process with heat in it, it just, oh, you know, you just changed it chemically. It's not organic anymore. It's not the organic standard anymore. So when you're looking for a formula that's not exposed to heat, like the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they age things like wine and no heat in the process, and then they cold press everything. So it's everything that was in the plant to begin with the organic alcohol. So organic till standard ingredient herb combined with certified organic sugarcane alcohol as your catalyst preservative in your formula, cold pressing. You start with organic and you finish with organic. It's just organic. Okay? They can't be anything but organic. Nothing's been altered. So all the alcohol does is pull the chemicals, the nutritional chemicals out of the fiber of the plant into the alcohol base. And the alcohol is there because it does such a good job of doing that, and it preserves your tincture for about 10 years. If you're looking at glycerin supplements, tinctures, they're just not going to grab all those nutritional elements out of the fiber of the plant. They get some, but not all. And then another good catalyst is vinegar. And in some instances, depending on what you're using, which herb, you need to use both alcohol and vinegar to get all the nutrition out of the plant. So so if you're looking for products out there, and you just don't know, hey, sign up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, because we talk about this a lot, and you can be really savvy consumers when you're going to select products and you're going to be asking questions. You can call up a lot of these companies. They should have their phone number on the label. It's required. Say, I don't want your formula, your recipe. I just want to know, is there any heat in the process with this product? And they may or may not tell you. I don't know. But if there is, hey, keep shopping. But the folks at Apothecary Herbs don't use heat, so you can actually give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com, and get a free catalog and get professional strength, organic till standard, professional strength formulas. Just, there's no other way to say it. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.